Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
We're not in a wormhole, no one is talking like Dirty Harry or Hamlet. Two reappeared this morning with a stomach ache and reeking of Turkish delight. The rolling fog of rotten cheese stench has dissipated along with Les Bichons Frisés, and no one is obviously wigging out on mushrooms. It's weird. Everything feels normal. Except Two, who needs to learn to pace himself with sweets.
Oh, don't say sweets. No, please, don't say sweets. Oh.
Do you hear that?
Hear what? I don't hear anything.
Exactly. No alarms, no faint pings of bits falling off, no distant explosions. I don't like it.
Oh, my mama used to sing to me when I felt like this.
Aw, did that help?
Yeah, it really did.
Shame she's not here then.
Could everyone sit down and shut up, please? Guys! Hey, guys! Hello? Hello? I'm trying to call a meeting to order here. Crew! Come on, y'all! Crew! Okay, you leave me no choice. Olivia, fire up the aromatherapy. Number 62 with a side of 11.
Ooh, you all feeling cranky?
Person you want in the kit?
Okay.
What the hell was that?
High school locker room, a side note of corpse flower. Okay, now that I have your attention, we need to discuss a few things.
Can we discuss the fact that we passed through two wormholes and we were powerless to do anything about the effects?
Can we discuss the fact that our captain just gassed us to get our attention?
Yeah, I'm with Julie. Why the hell don't you people pay attention to your captain?
That's not really the direction I was going with that.
Oh, don't know what you're grossing about. I was four separate theories. Do you have any notion how confusing that was? Also, my throat hurts.
I don't know. I found being a gangster rather refreshing.
And I found I rather enjoy narrating.
Hey, watch it!
Hush. Never mind. I'm with you on that one.
Oh, the noir wormhole was a hoot. I'm gonna be sassy more often.
Is that a promise, lady?
Oh, no. Oh, hormone haze in this room.
My point is, what if we get into a wormhole that turns us all into slugs?
You sure that hasn't happened already?
Greg does have a point. If we got into the wrong situation, we could get stuck there, and, you know, we need to be in control of our environment.
Ah, control schmontrol here, Doctor. Sometimes you just need to see where the experiment takes you.
Is there a wormhole that will turn us into slugs? Do you know what gin does to a slug?
Oh, God! Now what? Durian fruit mixed with rotten oyster?
No, just Madeline opening a fizzy drink. But what were those smells again? I need to see if they're in the catalogue.
Captain, not to be rude, but may we move on?
Some of us have places to be.
We do? What places? Well,
we're exploring the caves in Pippi's bunk. There's a species of lichen, in there that warrants further research.
I'm sorry, I dozed off.
Yes, if we could get to move on. Some of us have lives, you know? We don't.
Yeah, on that point, could I ask everyone to please update the privacy settings on your bunk monitors? I mean, six rounds of gangsters and moles is more than any AI should be forced to witness.
Yes, thank you, Olivia. Captain?
I'm trying! Right, we'll get to the wormhole business in a minute, but right now I want to discuss side quests and also our zombie problem.
Not zombies, and also not necessarily a problem.
Maybe you would like to run this meeting.
Yes, actually, if I...
Too bad.
Someone is approaching.
Beg pardon?
10 points to Goldie Pants. There's another vessel out there, and it's coming up right quick. Hang on, what the hell is that?
Oh! What the hell was that?
It's just my soda bottle again, Julie. Sheesh!
We appear to be under attack. Raising the shields. Oh, we probably ought to bring in the figurehead.
Stations, everyone! Move, move, move!
Olivia, what's our damage?
We took a bit of a whack to levels 4 through 9, but our shields are holding steady.
Do we have stations? I don't have a station!
Captain!
Jesus!
Even under attack, huh? Good to know. They seem to be concentrating their attack on the lower levels.
Copy that. What's down there they might want to target?
What's my station?
Bartender, sweetie, we're gonna need you.
Right!
Why is there a bar on the bridge?
How about you grab the comms, Julie?
Right. Point at it for me.
It's over there. No, it's over there. Whatever. See if you can figure out how to hail the ship.
Joel was right. The missiles are definitely concentrated on our lower decks.
I'll head down there and see if I can figure out what's so interesting. Maybe even a plot.
Okay, but suit up. Full gear. And be careful. If it gets too hairy, get back up here.
I will. Sheesh. What are you, my sister?
Good lord. What weapons capabilities do we have?
Yeah, the weapons manual is in Old Norse.
Oh, well, I have a smattering of Old Norse. I can give it a look.
Seriously? Okay. It's propping up the snack table in the old crew room.
Follow the doors. Shield at 48%.
Captain, I have a lock on our attacker, bringing the ship up on screen.
Oh, that's unfortunate. You know, I once had to snake out my shower drain.
Please, don't finish that sentence.
Righty-ho. Still, get a little bit of foam.
I'm begging you.
Pinging.
I thought I was doing that.
Ah, different kind. I can calculate distance with sub-centimeter accuracy.
Even from inside the ship?
Yep. They're close.
Sub-centimeter accuracy and we get they're close?
I don't know space distances. They're like half a mile.
There is a number here on this screen.
Any luck on the comms?
I think I'm saying something to them, but I don't know what.
Order up. First round's on me. Julie?
Kinda busy here.
I need more drinks.
Fine. Rum and Coke, please.
I need more complicated drinks.
Oh, I'll have a Commonwealth. 71 ingredients? Oh, that'll keep him busy.
It's a very large number.
Weapons, woman!
I'm waiting for Pluto to translate the manual. Just push a button and see what happens.
You're not serious!
And it is flashing!
Push a button!
Right, I choose this one. Bing.
Push a different one!
Not to put too fine a point on it, but shields are at about 11. And the 778 is still out there?
Bring them in. Ironically, we could use some extra hands.
Can't we trust them?
Not much choice at the moment. Bring them in. And Olivia, can the music.
It's quite an alarmingly large number. Flashing very fast now.
Should I push something else?
You're at the comm station, Julie.
I know that, but I'm just a botanist.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Trying another one.
No!
What happened?
Looking on screen. We fired at them!
Excellent.
Any damage?
Negative. Apparently we fired a bowl of petunias at them?
Why is that even an option?
778 is in, if anyone cares, which I don't. Shields at 9.
We gotta take much more.
We can't take much more of this, Captain.
Oi, do you mind?
Captain,
Jesus.
The lower decks are still sealed, but they've taken a lot of damage. Not sure how much longer the hold will, hold.
But we have to figure out what they want.
Dr. Theo is right.
Oh, thank you, my love.
Well, I mean, you're clearly the smartest person on the ship, and no one ever listens to you.
Stop the gooey stuff, or I'll flood both your bunks with pudding.
I'm pretty sure I'm sending out messages, but if they're responding, I'm not sure I'd recognize
them. Any idea what they're after, Joe?
Yeah, there's not a lot down here. No weapons I can see, but there's a lot of ground to cover, and I'll let you know if I find anything. Oh, hey, my gum.
Captain, I've managed a rough translation of the introduction.
Please don't tell me you've spent all this time on the acknowledgements.
I'll let that go for the moment. Would you like to hear what I discovered?
Oh, please, he who is immoral.
Immortal.
Take all the time in the world.
No, no, no. Take all the time in the universe. Yes, I agree with the captain here. Can we speed this up a tad?
No need to get tetchy. The main gist of the manual is Eki Aftur, or Ae Aftur.
Meaning?
Not again. I think it may have something to do with the petunias.
It's a very thick book for just 2 words.
I didn't say I translated it all.
Shields at -2.
One Commonwealth.
Try not to spill. Who's next?
Not bad. A bit busy.
For God's sake, woman! Use a coaster!
Right. Alright. Activating defense systems.
Hold on. I beg your pardon? What were you waiting for?
I'm sorry. Did anyone else hear the faint sound of someone questioning my decisions?
How can our shields be at negative two? Are we just handing over pieces of the hull now?
Firing glass cannons! If Julie approves, that is.
Oh, for... I'm sorry. Fire! Please!
Ooh! This number! She just got much smaller!
Someone order a cocktail, dammit!
Oh, for heaven's sake. Okay. I'll take a fat wash to mezcal.
Oh, is that the one that uses fat drippings from pork ribs?
Slow-cooked pork ribs. And it has to sit overnight.
That's disgusting.
But time consuming.
The number is still going down, but slowly now.
Did we take out their guns?
Oh, that was a big one!
Well, at least somebody will answer my questions.
It's just your voice is so sweet and calming. I suspect that's the reason no one hears you.
Yeah, okay. I am seeing some cracks. Also, can we keep the gushy stuff off the comm system? One genre at a time, please.
Sealing off the aft section of level 4.
That's great, Olivia, but you want to wait till I'm out of here first?
Best hoof it, mate. You've got about 30 seconds, then I'm shutting you in.
You know, I think I recognize that chair.
Oh, for God's sake! Does anyone understand the urgency here?
Gosh, dear, you're very shouty today. Now, I have a vague notion.
What do you remember?
Very astute question, Doctor.
Well, I was inspired by your question, actually.
Were you? That's so adorable.
Well, you're adorable. Oh.
Please, I'm already nauseated from falling all over the bridge. Look, just thinking, Julie, those books Ben retrieved from the showatorium, do you still have them?
No. We got rid of those.
Not the pawn, dear. The other ones.
Oh, then yes.
Right. There was one with an orange cover. Do you know the one I mean?
Yes, we use it to prop up a table in our bunk.
You'd think the people who built this ship could build a simple table.
Why would we think that?
Yeah.
Fair.
Colin, fly to Julie's bunk and get that book.
I'm busy.
Captain. Jesus, Colin!
Fine. Julie, any chance you have 8 guajillo chilies squirreled away in there?
I think we might. Check the refrigerator.
Right. Excellent. Back in a tick.
You have guajillo chilies?
No, but I do speak Colin.
Clever girl.
Shields at negative 14.
I really do have to ask.
Don't.
Mission accomplished.
You actually had guajillo chilies. Let's move on. The book, Mrs. S. Yes. All right.
It can't take much more, Captain.
How long have you been waiting to say that?
Ages. I'd have said it sooner, but Shifty Sheffield jumped in.
Look, just because you're Scottish doesn't
I don't wish to rush you, my dear bud. There is some urgency now.
All right. Yes, here it is. Excellent. They're friendly.
Anyone need more peanuts? Pretzels? I could possibly chase down some salt and vinegar crisps.
I could nibble.
Do you have any Mike and Ike?
I could do you a Mike and Ike daiquiri.
Make it a double.
These numbers are holding steady. Oop, nope. Just drop my Vaughn.
Shield at negative 27. Should we just invite them over for snacks and total surrender?
I thought you said they were friendly.
They're pinging us. I don't see anything on the comm screen.
Not that kind of pinging. My kind of pinging.
Yes, I see that here. The Kistokalians have advanced echolocation capabilities. The exceptionally affectionate race. They are, unfortunately, the Bugle Galaxy. Oh, were you aware we'd entered the Bugle Galaxy, Captain? I do wonder why it's called that.
How's about we chase that one up later, okie dokie?
Ah, no time for intellectual curiosity. Very well. They are, unfortunately, the Bugle Galaxy's equivalent of a 7-year-old boy on the playground, as they show their interest by picking on the object of their affections. One of the most misunderstood races in the galaxy, they have become increasingly isolated as inter- and intra-galaxy travel has ramped up.
Well, it's probably why their echolocation skills are so developed. No one's let them get close in centuries.
Huh.
How incredibly insightful.
Aw, why, thank you.
That's it. Butterscotch or banana?
I beg your pardon?
Your pudding. Butterscotch or banana?
Now you've done it.
One fat-washed mezcal.
No, that's not possible. That takes literally days.
Not with laser eyes, it doesn't. Mike and Ike Daiquiri coming up.
You gonna drink that?
Not on a bet.
The aliens?
Whatever are you so worked up about? I mean, they're friendly. Did you not hear me just say that? They're being affectionate.
Then piss them off!
This is not a bad idea.
Firing at them doesn't work. I think they read it as flirting.
Send Jessie over. She makes everyone angry.
Colin may be on to something.
Watch it. Also, thank you. What do you say, Mad Pants? This is my kind of diplomacy.
True, but what if they hurt you or kill you?
That's just it. They won't.
They'd only hurt her if they liked her. And I think we've established that's not likely.
Oi, also, thank you.
Captain!
Jesus!
Oh, still alive, I see.
Yeah, thanks for making me do limbo under the door.
Oh, quit grumbling. You only look slightly less three-dimensional.
Pippi's plan does have a rare sort of genius to it.
Come on, boss. What do you say?
I say, assemble an away team. You can go, but not alone.
You'll need to take the most objectionable folks we've got. Too bad we lost the bitch and freeze.
Right. Okay. So, no Dr. Theo. Probably not Julie.
Probably?
Well, the 778 can go.
Yes.
Good one. Not enough, though. We can't trust them. Need one more.
Mike and Ike Daiquiri. What?
With the shields at negative 30 and dwindling, the crew rushed to get the away team ready.
On the Oz-9, ready is a generous term. Actually, it's just wildly inaccurate.
Let me lube up those seals for you.
Is that ski wax?
It's all I can find.
You're not serious.
It'll hold.
You're trying to be as unattractive to them as possible. Whatever you do, don't hit anyone. They'll probably ask you to marry them. And remember, sticks and stones may break your bones.
Yes, that'll do for the pep talk, thank you. So what do we do?
What would you do on a playground?
Hide behind the teacher, naturally. Or fob the bully off with my lunch money. Or a Rolex.
I'm noticing a distinct lack of offensive defensive mechanisms here. That is not per protocol.
They are sending us to our deaths, dear.
The hell they are!
Well, in this case, your natural defenses should be plenty. Just, be yourselves. Okay, I think I pinged to them that someone's coming over.
Yeah, but there's a lot of chatter all of a sudden.
I really don't want to do this.
You're the only one with weapons no system can detect. Plus your armory.
Will I ever cease to regret that cursed Ollie?
Ah, hell. Did we fall back into the Shakespeare wormhole?
Nah, he's just pretentious.
I heard that.
Oh, sorry. Go you!
They've opened an airlock. It looks like they're expecting company.
You got the gift?
4 loaves of moldy kudzu bread and used birthday wrapping paper. That'll bring the boys to the end.
Genius.
Oh, just an idle inspiration.
These two are making me nauseous. Let's go.
Okay, Jesse, you've done this before, so like last time, use the vent on your spacesuit for propulsion. The two of you will tow the 778 between you. Oh, and Jesse, no peeing?
Oh, for Christ's sake. Open the damn door, Olivia.
You promised to tow us back again. Correct.
Don't you worry there, Tater-Tat. I got it in writing. Where did I put that writing?
Helmets on. Closing the interior hatch. Right. Opening the airlock.
What is it? What is it?
They're firing at us! What is that?
You're joking.
What?
Candy Valentine hearts. This one says, hang on, will you be mine? That never sounded so ominous before.
You've never heard it before.
Sure, eh?
Mine says, I want to heart you. I don't remember that one from Earth.
All right, you two, get moving. I don't want them to start firing on the Oz-9 again.
Right. Colin, you ready?
Not at all. Lead the way, Captain.
Aren't you gonna say former Captain?
No. Not this time.
And so, Jesse, Colin, and the 778 make their way towards the hairy, matted, Kestokalian ship, its airlock yawning open just in front of them.
The aliens' guns have stopped for the moment, giving the Oz-9 much-needed time to assess the damage. But if they should start up again...
What will become of the away team? Will they be greeted with the hostility and antipathy they hope for?
Or will they be quite literally killed with kindness? Tune in next time, Space Monkeys, when you might or might not get the answer.
But probably not.
Probably, as Two says, not. You've been listening to Shannon Perry as Madeline and Olivia, Chrissy Talon Sage as Julie, Kevin Hall as Greg, Bonnie Brantley as Jesse and Donna,
Tim Sherburne as Colin and Emily, Lee Shackelford as Pluto, David S. Deer as Dr. Theo Brome, Eric Perry as Dr. Von Habesetzer, Howard, and Joe.
Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield. Sarah Ray Werner as Pipistrel.
I'm Kyle Jones as Narrator 2.
And I'm Chris Nadolny-Gorley as your narrator. John Faley is our music director, and our awesome artwork is by Lucas Elliott. Oz 9 is scribbled down on some paper somewhere by Shannon Perry.
Sarah Golding is our dialogue editor, and Shannon Perry is our sound designer.
Oz 9 is a proud member of the Fable and Folly Network. Please check out our sibling shows at fableandfolly.com and support our sponsors.
Hey, you know, I feel better.
Great. Want some Turkish delight?
Oh, gross. Why do you gotta be so mean?
On someone else, this would be mean. On me, it's charming.
Whatever.
See you next time, Space Monkeys. Till then, keep your eyes on the stars, especially if they start firing on you. Lights!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The influence of Freemasonry is undeniable. But who are these mysterious apron-wearing craftsmen, and what are they up to? For centuries, hater-ass conspiracy theorists have attempted to answer these questions.
Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, starring Zane Schacht as Randy Dunning, Lauren Grace Thompson as Gail Kruger, and Matthew Woodcock as Walter Clay.
I just want to go on the record right now and say that I, Randy Dunning, am 100% anti-gravity.
Like, subscribe, and share your way to the truth when two Flat Earthers kidnap a Freemason.